The minister's event was billed as nonpartisan, but shortly after it began, Pastor Kenneth Wheeler of Cross Lutheran Church in Milwaukee criticized the policies of Republican Governor Scott Walker, including Walker's support for the now stalled photo ID law.
This present administration, who has tried to undercut the right to vote, who has waged a war against unions and collective bargaining, and who has balanced a budget on the backs of the poor and the elderly.
Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr. continued his get-out-the-vote efforts in Wisconsin by saying that when Martin Luther King Jr. was killed in Memphis, King was trying to help sanitation workers in a labor dispute.
Dr. King's last effort was fighting for workers' right to collectively bargain.
Yes, sir.
That they might have a right, a place at the table. It's one thing to say that workers want 10 and management wants 9, you compromise and come out with a middle number. But to eliminate workers from the table is undemocratic.
It won't be known until after the polls close tomorrow night just how well turnout efforts are working. Milwaukee resident Darnella Bowles says the minister's words are inspiring, but she's reaching out too.
And I'm on my email every day, get out to vote, get out to vote. So telephone calls reminding people that it's important. This is a history-making event.
Republicans are also making last-minute voter turnout pitches, especially in GOP-dominated counties north and west of Milwaukee. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.